Hi, this is Ellen Violette, and this is Ask Ellen, which is our publishing and platform building. And I'm having a little issue because my computer just decided to freeze and I can't get it to work, so I'm on my phone. So that means that I cannot see the questions in the question box. But what I can do is I can see them. I think I can see them on my phone. So you'll either have to be on the phone or you can, let's see if this will work. If you can send me questions at info@theebookcoach.com. info@theebookcoach.com. Shoot, I think actually what I'll do right now is I already started the recording because I can't be on the internet connection and on the phone. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to get off of the phone, I'm going to go on to the internet and just take whatever questions are there already in there, if there are any that are already in there, and write them down, and then I'll come back to the phone. So if you do have a question you want to put it in there right now, you can do that, and just hang tight and I'll be right back. Hi, this is Ellen. I'm back. Is anybody on the phone? Anyone has a question for me? I didn't see any questions in there, but we'll see. It looks like I can go over to Safari, but when I refreshed it, nothing came up, so I don't know. Okay. Crazy. Okay, so I see there are people on the webcast. Let's see, what about the conference line? Can I get in there? Ah, okay, yeah. Okay, we'll wait a few more minutes anyway, but if you're just joining us, my computer froze and I can't get it to work, so I'm on my phone. So if you have questions, actually, if somebody would just go and, if you could just go and say hi or something, I just want to see if I can see the questions or the comments. Somebody could just go and make a comment or something in the Q&A so I can see if I can get to this. That would be really helpful. Yeah, I'm not seeing anything. Okay. Anyway, you can definitely send your questions to info@ebookcoach.com. info@ebookcoach.com. Okay, so I did have a question come in to info@ebookcoach.com from one of my clients. And she asked, oh, I hear somebody there now. Somebody on the phone?
Yeah, this is Sue. I just came in.
Okay, good. Listen, I'm having an issue because my computer froze about 20 minutes ago and I can't get on my computer. So I'm on my phone. So can you do me a favor?
Sure.
And, I'm trying to see if I can be on the phone and still get the questions. Can you put a question in for me?
Sure.
In the Q&A? That would be awesome. I want to see if I can get it or if I have to actually hang up the phone in order to do that. It's saying refresh the page to see new questions, and I'm not seeing anything.
I don't have, there's no link in the email that was sent out.
There's no link?
To get to the teleseminar.
I know, I put one in because it was hard to do because I'm having to do it by hand. Let's see what happened. I can't even see anything. This is really hard on this little phone. I'm trying to do this.
Okay, the last.
Okay,
the reminder that I just got had the telephone number, and there was no link.
I'm looking at it. That's bizarre. It's Ask Ellen in 30 minutes, and it's right at the bottom, and then it says talk soon. That's bizarre.
Yeah, Ask Ellen in 30 minutes. There's no linkable clicks. No clickable link.
Oh, my God. I'm telling you, it's just one of those days. There's nothing I can do. I'm sorry. Never mind. I'm just going to talk, and if people want to hear me, they're just going to have to get on the phone or send me an email. I don't know. I've done the best I can, and this is just one of those days.
Yeah, no, there's an HTTP if you want to... Let me try copying that.
Yeah. You should have gotten another one yesterday, so you should have gotten a second.
Yeah. There's one before this. I just clicked on the last one. No, it says the web page is not available. That
web page is
IT
not available.
Selmar, that link that's on there.
Yeah.
In your we start in 30 minutes doesn't work.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
not clickable, but I just copied and pasted it.
Yeah.
Doesn't work.
Well, no, if it didn't work as a clickable link, it wouldn't work there either. But I don't know why.
Oh, no, there is no clickable link. I just copied and pasted it and put it in. So let
that
me go back to your...
Well, anyway, do you have a question? Do you have a question for me? Let's get some questions answered. Okay, well, I had one come in from earlier into my info@theebookcoach.com, and that one, one of my clients was asking me about doing short ebooks. Let's see, where was that one? The short ebooks, taking short content and making it into an ebook. And she wanted clarification on that. So, basically, when I do a short ebook, basically what I usually do is I'll do a webinar on information, and then I'll just transcribe it. I mean, I have it transcribed. I don't transcribe it. But if I have it transcribed, I mean, that usually makes like 30 pages. So let's say that you do two of those. Now you've got 60 pages. So, for instance, in eBook Empire Builders, I've been doing a series on LinkedIn, and I've now got three of them. I'm going to do one more. So I'm going to have four. That's a 120-page eBook. So, I mean, that one's bigger than a lot of the ones I already have, you know, if I decided to do that as an eBook. So, I mean, that's really how you do it. And then, of course, you know, if you're doing a short ebook, and, I mean, you can do it as 30 pages. You can also, there are also, you know, a bunch of different ways that you can expand your ebook. I go into a lot of that in the 3 days to ebook cash workshop, but, I mean, you know, some of the fast ways are, I mean, you can do an interview with an expert and then have that transcribed and tack it on. So, like I said, I mean, if you've got 30 pages for an hour, well, actually, it's 40 pages if it's an interview and 30 pages if it's a monologue. Basically, it's not like set in stone. So if I've got 40 pages in an hour, I could have 20 pages in half an hour. I could have 10 pages in 15 minutes. So, you know, if you wanted to do a bunch of interviews, you could have 10-minute interviews. I mean, 15-minute interviews, and that would give you 10 pages. So let's say you came up, I mean, I just had someone ask me this today where they said they wanted to do a free consultation with me, but then they started to write their ebook and it was only 30 pages. So I said, well, so he was looking at a different way to go about doing his ebook, and I was saying to him, well, you can do that, but you could also, you know, still do this, and I could show you some different ways to do that. But one of them, like I said, is just go and do some, you know, 15-minute interviews. So now you've got a book. If you've got a book that's 30 pages, but you do 10 interviews that you add in the back, you know, now you've got now you've got 60 pages. So, you know, you can do summaries, you can do quizzes. I mean, there are all kinds of different things that you could do to increase the value and the size of your ebooks. Okay, so I don't know if that answers the exact question that she was asking, but she was saying she was asking for clarification. I know I talked about it where I was working with one of my individual clients, and he had written a book, but the book he wrote, he's a very analytical person, and so the book that he had written was very advanced, and now he's trying to reach the general consumer, and what I was saying, and I could, you know, could potentially be a customer of his, but it's just way too complicated. He just goes into the science of it. It's bodybuilding. You know, the science of it and just details that are just, like, exhausting after a while. So I said, no. You know, we need to do something, you know, easier. You need a prequel. Well, then he started writing one that was, like, an intermediate one, but we still needed a prequel. And so then he started sending me these different ways that he could write it, and he sent me this, I don't know, it was a book or something that somebody else had done, how to write an ebook, and it was so complicated. I said, you know, if somebody sent me this, it would put me to sleep. I couldn't do it like this. This is just way too hard. I said, you know, you're never going to get this done because you're overthinking it. You're overthinking it, so let's just do it. Let's do it right now. And he was like, right now? And I said, yeah, right now. Let's just do it. So, you know, we came up with the questions. I asked him the questions. He answered the questions, and then I took that and transformed it into a book for him. And it took him all of, you know, half an hour of his time talking what was in his head, because when you talk it, you don't have time to edit. You don't have time to judge, you know, what you're doing. You just do it. And so what I have found is that that's really true with anything, you know, in internet marketing and being an entrepreneur. I mean, if you stop and think about it, believe me, I've done this too. I mean, I was having some panic attacks just last week because I used to use Optimize Press 1 and it was really easy, and then I went to Optimize Press 2 and I was having some issues with it. But all of a sudden I thought, oh my God, I'm driving myself insane with anxiety when all I have to do is sit down and watch their videos, you know, and then if something happens where there's something I don't know, there's always somebody I can ask. You know, but it was just making that switch in my brain from I can't do this to I can do this. And I just, you know, went and started doing it. So, you know, that's kind of sometimes what you have to do. But what I see people do is they start analyzing and analyzing. And I was just talking to someone today just before this call, and she was telling me how, you know, she was new to internet marketing. And so, you know, she was studying and she was saying, and I said, well, you know, let me make it easy for you. Do you have a list? And she said, no. And I said, well, if you don't have a list, there's only two ways to go. One is you do a bestseller launch. And two is you do ebook marketing mastery, which is a 30-day plan. That's it. That's what you need. You know, and you can do, I mean, it's usually better if you do the bestseller first, because now you're a bestseller. And then when you're doing ebook marketing mastery, then you're just, you know, you're promoting it daily, but you're promoting that you're a best-selling author. Now, I do have fiction writers who do it the other way around. You know, they'll go and start with the, you know, with the 30-day plan to kind of get, you know, so that they can get more reviews and just get comfortable and kind of get it out there before they want to do the other. So it can be done either way. But those are really the two choices. If you're, you know, if you don't have a list, if you're new to this, or if you're in a hurry, or if you just want to do it in a way that is, you know, simplified. So that's all you have to do. But again, she was saying, well, I'm studying and I'm learning, and I'm saying, you know, you can do that forever. It's like that doesn't really work. It's like you've just got to decide, or, you know, have a mentor, somebody like me who knows what the ways are to do this, and I'll tell you, like I said, in 1 minute, it's like you do a bestseller launch, and then you do ebook marketing mastery, and then you just keep doing your ebook marketing mastery every month. That's it. That's all you have to do. Okay. Now, there are advanced strategies, or, you know, but you've got to have the right partners, and you've got to, you know, you've got to be able to make a lot of pages, and you've got to be pretty savvy. But if you're getting started, these are the ways that you do it. But like I see people, they do this. They go and they're going to learn it, and they're going to study, and they're going to figure it out, and they're going to figure out what they need to know before they can buy something that's going to teach them how to do it. And, you know, it just doesn't work. So my client was just totally, you know, over the moon, because he didn't have time to sit and think. He didn't have time to get anxious about it. He didn't have time to analyze it. We just did it. You know, and that's what you have to do. And I was on Facebook, I think it was this morning. God, was that today? It seems like so long ago. And one of my friends, Jessica Peterson, was saying, you know, what's your phrase? You know, what's the phrase that you is your focus for the year? And I said my focus or my phrase is can do, as in I can do this. I can do this. You know, because when you're feeling like you can't do it, you get overwhelmed, you know, or saying, well, oh my God, I've got all this you know, content that I can make into ebooks, but I don't know what to do. It's like, you know, make it easy for yourself. Okay. If it's hard for you to write, talk it. You know, if you need an interview, I'm here to do, you know, I can do that for you. I can figure out what the best questions are, what the best way is to focus it. But, you know, but if you've got content, you always want to repurpose it. You always want to keep using it and making it work for you as much as you can, so you don't have to constantly be writing stuff. Okay, so, like I said, I don't know if I answered her question, but I hope I did. So, any other questions?
Yeah, Ellen, this is Sue. I have a question.
Yeah.
Yeah, what is this new thing that Amazon is doing about page links in books? Now, part of it, they've started the shorts, and we know about those. So they'll tell you if it's this. What was happening? They've got the shorts and they got this thing, mm-hmm. and then they got these page links. Are they going to take? And this would be in Kindle, not print.
Mm-hmm.
But
right.
If they're going to do that, are they going to take your book, even though you think you've got so much good detail and people will pay full price, mm-hmm. and because it's good, but maybe it's not very long, are they going to just automatically throw it into the shorts and then people can't find it? Or do you know how that's going to work?
Yeah, no, I don't, but I'll look into it. Yeah, are they going to throw it into the shorts or leave it where you want it? Is that what you're asking?
Yeah.
Yeah,
because you want it like on the front page of your category, but are going to throw it into shorts? Because I've found it very difficult. You can't find shorts. And if you go to shorts, then you got to start over with categories. It's not really
right.
working
right.
because you've got a shorts, but they can't. They are now starting to arbitrarily decide if your book is too short by whatever measures they are. Then
yeah.
they go into all those shorts categories, and those are by, like you were just talking about, how much time it takes to maybe say it. It has like a verbal thing on there. Well, readability. Mm-hmm. I think it's how many pages and how many minutes it takes you to read it. And they're categorizing him that way. And I'm like, well, I've got some really tough information that may take people you know, they're going to use this for months and weeks and years maybe to disseminate. Mm-hmm. I mean, I got technical information here, like, because, you know, it's more technical, but it's short. So mm-hmm. am I going to be, sorry to say, screwing myself because I put out a shorter book?
And yeah, I don't know. I'll have to look into that. I mean, they're constantly changing things. You're in the eBook Marketing Mastery course, and I just sent out the Kindle description. Did you have a chance to look at it?
Yeah, and that's...
Because one of the things is, like, they just changed how your description shows up. And they made it worse. They made it worse. I don't know why they did that. I mean, that's just weird, but they made it worse. And the reason I say that is before, it was there, and you would see it. Now, when you go in, it depends how you put it together, whether people realize it's there. And then, you know, they've got that little tiny thing that says read more, you know. And, I mean, especially if you've been using it for a while, you're expecting the other one. So I'm sitting there and going, oh, my God, they took away the descriptions. And then I went, oh, no, they didn't take them away. They're just hidden now, you know.
Guess what I found? I went and looked at one book.
Yeah.
The first person that showed up on the purchasers for as a testimonial, let's say,
for
the book, a reviewer and all that.
Yeah.
They had four paragraphs, and at the end, I saw they were talking about other books in the series include, and I was like, that the name wasn't the author, but obviously somebody put this person up there. That was their description, the whole description of the book, and that this person had other series in the book. That was not a verified reviewer or verified purchaser saying these things. They would not have known any of this stuff. And
mm-hmm.
that's what I saw on one person's, the first thing that popped up. It was like five paragraphs. It was so long. It was
mm-hmm.
like a description of the book, but it came under the heading that it was a person that had purchased the book that was leaving a review. They were leaving a review, and I was going, a reviewer would not know. A person picking up this book would not know this information. This had to come from the publisher.
Huh. I'm telling you, I don't know. It's getting really weird. I mean, they're getting so paranoid about so many different things, and they're not focusing on the right thing, but that's Amazon. There's nothing we can do about it, you know. There really isn't much you can do about that. I mean, but like I said, they're just going to keep changing, and they keep changing to make it a better experience in their opinion for the reader, not for the author. They don't care about the authors. They care about the readers, because the readers are the buyers. You know?
Right, but what this showed me was that, yes, they took out the author's description,
mm-hmm.
but somebody got around it, and it looked like a publisher's, copy of what it would have been for, a media outlet on a reviewer. And that was the first one that showed up, because it was so long, and it kept – I didn't even go to more. Once I start talking about the other books and the titles, I knew this person didn't read the book.
Yeah.
And it was too precise. So is that going to be the way around it now? I mean, that's what you do these days. We have to find ways around it so our stuff still shows up, which is ridiculous. Like I said, Amazon does this stuff, but now is it going to be, get our first review up there, make it, they can be a real person, but make it fake, and it's basically what used to be your book description. That's,
mm-hmm.
you know.
That's just so bizarre. I really hope not. I don't know. You're just going to have to keep an eye on them, and, you know, we should get, as you see new books come up, see what the first review looks like, you know.
Yes, this will be interesting, like I said, for those of us that want to publish on Kindle.
mm-hmm. Yeah.
But if there's no book description, then how are people supposed to know what the book's about?
Well, there is a book description. It's just that the way it's set up now is different. It's there.
I know people have to click another link to get to it.
Right, exactly. Yeah. So, yeah, so now what you have to do is you'll see the title at the top, and then there's the book description. But as I was saying in that thing that I sent you guys, that, you know, how you have to be really careful how you do them now, because if you don't do it in a way that grabs its attention, then you're going to miss it. You know, you're going to miss it, you know.
And they still have to click on to read it.
Yeah, they have to. Well, yeah, they have to click on to read it. But again, what I was saying was, depending on how you set it up, if you set it up certain ways, it's easier to see than if you set it up other ways. So you want to set it up so that you know, so people will notice that it's there. Because if people don't go on Amazon a lot, they're going to miss it.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. They won't even know it's there because it won't show up.
Right, exactly. Well, that's why people should be an ebook marketing mastery, because I go through that whole thing that I just sent you guys that are in it. I just sent you that because I just went and figured out all the different ways that people are doing it and which ones are working and which ones aren't working, you know. So that's the deal with that. But anyway, any other questions? That one I have to look into. I'll get back to you on that one. Like I say, they're always changing stuff, so it's hard to know. Oh, I can see in the, I see that you sent me the link in the Q&A, so that is working. I can see it. So if people have questions,
okay, good.
They can't.
I tried that.
Yeah, so people can put questions in the Q&A, and I can see that even though I'm on my phone. So that's pretty cool. Okay, so are there other questions?
I think somebody just buzzed in.
No, that was my phone. That was my phone.
Like I said, sorry. I went back to one of your previous emails, and
uh-huh.
There's a clickable link from Instant Selling Seminar.
That, yeah, well, again, the reason that the reason this happened is, again, because my computer's not working. I was trying to do it from my phone, and I wrote it down, but evidently I didn't get it quite right. So.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Pasted it and it didn't work. But when I clicked on the link, it was the same one. So I'm not sure why. So I hope people aren't getting in because of that.
Yeah, no, they're not getting in. There's a very small group to make for that reason. I mean, just everything. This is Murphy's Law. Everything that could go wrong tonight went wrong. So, which is really disappointing. You know, you wait all. I wait all. You know, all month I look forward to these, and then that happens. It's pretty. But there's nothing you can do. Uh-oh, what just happened? Wait a minute. Are you there?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah, so sometimes it's just like that, and there's nothing you can do, you know. You do your best, and sometimes it just doesn't work out. Okay.
Okay, well, then I can let you know about the the reason why I was asking about page count and all that,
yeah,
is because I do have a little three series of things that I wanted to come out, and the reason why they were in a series of three, because mm-hmm. they're three target markets, and it was kind of short and sweet, not
mm-hmm.
that short, but it
mm-hmm.
was more like 30 pages,
mm-hmm.
just I didn't want to throw in a lot of fluff. Because it was to the point, and it was more of a, you know, get to it. But I still wanted to show up, and that's why I was asking about that, because I didn't want to get lost somewhere in shorts, and it would never show up on regular. Because if
mm-hmm.
that's the case, I will change. I will
right.
not want my these. Three things.
Right.
I didn't
well,
want them.
Well, that's
I didn't
what
want
saying
to bundle
you have
them.
To, yeah, but you could make them longer. you know,
yeah,
just figure out how to make
yeah.
it longer.
And
if it's a, and if
then
it's
I
an
will
issue.
Find out what that cutoff is
mm-hmm.
of what they consider.
Mm-hmm.
And these are, as you're saying, this is based on a 6x9. Is that what Kindle is expecting you to put your work into?
No, mine are 8.5 by 11. They're Word docs. I make them at 8.5 by 11.
Right. So, but I'm saying, but they end up. Maybe I'm just thinking about the same document on CreateSaves or something like that, a 6x9, but the Kindle 6x9. So you're not, when you take your 8.5x11, you send it to Kindle,
mm-hmm.
it ends up being like a 6x9.
Six,
so then
yeah,
you've
I
got
don't
a,
know, because I don't send it to Kindle. I mean, I just have somebody format it for me who knows how to do that.
Yeah, but it shows up. Now you've got 30 to 50% more pages than you had in your 8.5x11.
Right. Exactly. Yeah, you do. Yeah.
Yeah. So that's what I'm saying. So they're talking about their 6x9 at 30 pages, which would probably
mm-hmm.
be a 50 page 8.5x11. No. Now, the 6x9 at 30 pages would be, like you said, 60-plus pages.
Right, right. So it's already better.
8.5 by 11.
Better.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, I think that's what they're doing. They're taking them, and that they're so small, but and they're calling them, it's not a brochure, they're calling them something else. I would call them a guidebook or something.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway,
mm-hmm.
there's something that they're trying to call these little bitty books, and I'm like,
mm-hmm.
I don't want a little bitty book. I just,
mm-hmm.
I got targeted information, but this is what they need, because I didn't want to put all three together, because there's three markets in the same thing, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that's, anyway, that was just a dilemma I recently came across.
Hmm. Yeah, I mean, it's always good. I mean, you can always, I don't like to format myself. I mean, I think it's hard to get it right, and it's a lot of time and energy, so I have someone do it. But, you know, if you're concerned about the length, I mean, just, it's not that expensive. I mean, have it formatted, or you know, there's a guide in Amazon from Smashwords that actually tells you how to do it. I mean, I tried doing it that way, and I just wanted to tear my hair out. I don't like to do those kind of details. I like to be creative and strategic and let other people do the details. But if people want to do that, you can do that, and then just upload it into Kindle, and then just see, you know, and then make it 99 cents, and then go buy one. You know, buy one and see how many pages it is. You know, and then you can decide if you want to make it longer.
Right. And of course, with all these, you can add front matter, back matter. Like I said, your front
mm-hmm.
matter, add, you know, have your page to get your bonuses and
mm-hmm.
sign up for your all your stuff and
mm-hmm.
about the author pages. Yeah, you can puff it up.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah, there's lots
okay.
of things that you could do. And one of the other things is, I'm like, I'm just looking at a book now. Somebody is looking to hire me for a bestseller launch, and they already have a physical book. And I'm telling you guys, you know, go and look at professional books. If you're going to self-publish, look at how professional books are done. I mean, this book, you know, it just, you don't want it to look cheesy. You know, it's like just, it doesn't have all the information that should be in there. You know, before your manuscript, after your manuscript, the kinds of pictures that you use. I mean, you know, there are over 4 million books now in Kindle. And so, you know, even if you're, I mean, if you're good at marketing, great. But if you've got a crappy looking book, I mean, eventually the reviews will catch up with you. You have to put a little, you know, you have to put some effort into this. You know? And especially, it's especially embarrassing to me when it's somebody who's a professional. you know, they're a professional, and then they go try to do a book, and you can just tell that they just did try to do everything themselves, and it just, you know, it doesn't work. It just doesn't work. You don't want to present yourself that way, you know.
That's where you come in and help them.
Yes, that's where I come in and help them. But they have to know they need help. That's the thing. You know, sometimes, you know, people do this, and they just want a nickel and dime it, and so they just put it out there, and then they wonder why it's not doing anything. And, you know, when they finally get tired of not making money and burning money and they come to me, you know, the first thing that I tell people usually is, you know, things that have to be upgraded in their book, number one. And number two, you know, the crushing Kindle call. I mean, making sure that it's showing up in the right place, that you've got the right keywords in the right categories. I mean, these are the things that are your base. And if they're not right, everything else doesn't matter. You know, if you've got a terrible cover, people aren't going to buy it. There's too many good-looking books in there, and we do judge a book by its cover. That's how that saying came to be, you know. Don't judge a book by its cover, because that's what people do. So, you know, if you want to stand out and you want people to buy from you, you have to. It has to look good. It has to look professional, because each step that you take is a stepping stone for them to the next step. You know, you have to think about how people buy books. If they are going to a bookstore, what do? They see the spine first, usually. I mean, sometimes they'll have a book sitting, you know, flat. But usually they're going to see the spine first. So what does that look like? And then they're going to pick it up. And they're going to look at the cover. And then what are they going to do? They're going to look at the back cover. Okay? Then they're going to look inside, usually. So at each step, if it isn't done right, you're going to lose them before they get to the next one. So that's why you know, you have to think about that, how people do that. Well, it's the same thing with Kindle. You don't have a back cover, but you have your description. So they come to that page, they're going to see, you know, your cover and your title. So if your cover and your title don't wow them, don't stand out from the crowd, they're going to go to the next one. And I see so many categories where the books look so much alike that it's like it's hard to pick one. You know, so in that sense, what they're going to do is, well, you know, let's say, you know, you're the world-renowned dog trainer, for instance, and I know something about that, then I'm going to go to that guy because he's the go-to guy. But if you didn't know anything, you know, and you're just getting started, you can still stand out by having a really great cover and a really great title, and then, you know, they'll go to yours. Or at least, you know, you have a shot that they're going to go to yours. You're going to make more sales than everybody else. But I had a client who was doing a book, and, you know, he brought me these graphics to put on the cover, and they looked like all the graphics that everybody else had. And I said, you know, you're never going to stand out by having a book cover that looks like everybody else's book covers, you know, with the same kind of pictures. And the thing is, what he was selling was really different, but what made it different, he wasn't incorporating into his book cover. You know, so that's why he hired me, and we did a cover that, you know, what I do is I work with designers to get the covers right for my clients. And so we did that, and so now his doesn't look like everybody else's, because it shouldn't look like everybody else's, because what he has to offer is not the same as everybody else. It's better, and that's what we're showing in the cover. So you want to make sure that you do that. Okay, let's see. Are there any other ones? You can hear me. My phone keeps going to the passcode every 5 minutes, and I got to put it back in. You know, talking about Amazon getting crazy, you know, the passcodes on the phones used to be 4 letters or numbers. Now it's 6 because of the whole, you know, security issues. It's just getting crazy.
Ellen,
okay. Huh?
I could not believe this.
What?
I got into something. I don't know what it was. It wanted a 12-letter code.
Oh my God!
And
yeah.
I was like, "Are you kidding?" So I didn't do it, and it took it. But I was like,
I could not believe it said in that tight print, type in a 12-letter, and I'm like, you've got to be kidding. You want my address and phone number? You know, it's like.
You know, I have a client that we're getting ready to do a bestseller launch with, and he was actually detained in a Chinese mental institution. And it's a really, it's quite a frightening story. But anyway, but when he did his create space, I mean, this password that he made is 10 miles long, but he did it because he thinks that the Chinese government is actually trying to track him.
Of course, and you've got it,
So, I mean, it's, you know, I don't know what the deal is these days with all this, you know, hackers and everything. It's pretty crazy.
But I couldn't believe it said type in a 12-letter code, and I was like, no way, I'm not going to do it. So I didn't do it, and it accepted it. But I couldn't believe it said 12 letters, numbers, all that stuff.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
Like, this is just to get to your – it was a product. It wasn't
I'm not signing up for my bank account. It was a product I was buying.
Oh.
I was like, okay, I really don't care if somebody gets into this product. Anyway, I'm just saying that's what it wasn't, Fusionsoft or one of those, but it was one of those software companies.
Right, right.
You know, it was from them. It was from them. It wasn't the person. It was a... one of these companies that wants you to sign up and their thing, and I was like, are you kidding me? We've gone to 12 letters now.
Okay, are there any other questions? Any other questions? God, I'm having a hard time with this, trying to do this on the phone. Okay. Any other questions? Doesn't look like there are. Okay, well, I want to really impress upon everybody to back up their computers, because now I'm having a fit because I haven't backed mine up in a while, and now my computer has completely frozen. So that'll be interesting. You guys, you're going to have to send me back the stuff that I sent you, because it's not backed up. Okay. So I guess that's it for tonight, huh? Anything else? I can only do what I can do because I don't have a computer, so, but I can see the questions.
Yeah,
but like
well,
you said, I guess a lot of people probably didn't get on because that last one was wrong, but like I said, I just did the best I could. I had to put it in by hand.
Yeah,
so.
the previous one worked, and there was a link, and that was from...
Yesterday.
Seminar.
Yesterday.
Your last thing, the link, and I copy and pasted it. But you got three things over here. I thought maybe you could describe those. It's Bestseller to Business, Pro Podcast, and Kindle Planner. I'm not even sure what those all are. They sound interesting.
Okay. Well, first of all, let me just talk about, since nobody has questions because they probably didn't get on the call. What I've been doing is I've been working on reorganizing my business, because when you've been in business as long as I have, I just have an incredible amount of stuff. And I needed to do a new website. My website was done in 2004. And then when HostGator upgraded, they actually crashed my site, and some of my pages were missing. It just got to the point where it wasn't really, it needed more than just, you know, a light fix. So anyway, so I started thinking about that, and I actually had one redone, and when I saw it, I was horrified because it was still just way too much stuff. And so finally I decided, okay, you know, you have to organize in a way that people can find what they're looking for. And so, you know, one of the things that I want to tell people is that you will, if you're in business for a long time, or, you know, even, you know, 2 years, 3 years, 5 years, whatever, For most businesses, not all, but if you're like me, you're a creative person and you're constantly learning yourself and things change on the internet, you're going to change the way you do things. And so what happened was that finally, you know, I kept creating new things to where it finally made sense to me that I really had things in three areas. So really what my business is we've got now the Publishing and Platform Building Academy. That's the first section, and these will all be on the website. They're not there yet because we're just putting it together. And then the second thing, oh, and that is all basically the home study courses. Okay, and so under that we have the 3 days to ebook cash workshop. We have the bestseller launch program. We have the ebook marketing mastery, and we have ebook profit marketing secrets, which is actually needs to be updated, but that was taking a single book and turning it into a six-figure income by having a coaching program. And those really are the, you know, the four things that if you do those four things, you will have a good business, you know, starting with your book. So you take your book, you make it a bestseller, you make your 30-day plan that you do then every month, and then, you know, you can turn it into a coaching program. You can also create memberships, podcasts, and all kinds of other things. But that's the home study section. And then the next section is VIP elite book coaching. And that really is everything that's in that first section, but now done in individual coaching. And then the third section is the Bestseller to Business Pro program, which is really us, it's done for you. So that's where we can take any of those four programs, you know, in any combination and implement them for you. So, you know, we can do an interview book with you where we interview you and then turn it into the book. We can do the bestseller launch for you, make you a number one bestseller. We can create your 30-day plan, and then we can build out your entire business. So those are the three sections of how my business is going to be set up from now on. So what you see over on the left-hand side, number one, was the Bestseller to Business Pro podcast. So one of the things that I've been working on this whole year is putting together a podcast, and it kind of, what happened was that again, if you take too long, things change. So what happened was I had it all ready to go, and then I really, my market started changing, and my best clients started being completely different people than the ones that I had marketed it, had originally meant to market it to. So that kind of got put on hold, and then, of course, I had the car accident, Christian got sick, and all these other things that happened. So I really do plan to get that going. I have some wonderful podcasts that I've done with people, but that particular link over there is for advance notice for when the podcast actually launches. So if you want to be on the list to find out when it launches, just you can click on that and just put in your name and email, and you'll get the notice when we're ready to launch. The other link over there was just a free consultation. So if you want to write a book, do a bestseller launch, do a 30-day plan, you know, whatever. If you want to grow your business with a book or the books that you already have, I want to invite everybody that you can do a free bestseller consultation with me or bestseller to Business Pro. It doesn't matter, either one. And we can go over your options of what's the best way for you to do that. And then the third one was the Kindle Planner. And the Kindle Planner is the five things you must do before, preferably before you put your book in Kindle. But if your book's already in there, then, you know, read it anyway and see what you can do to upgrade it. And then, of course, what one of my specialties is working with people doing that with them. So when we do the bestseller launch, that's part of the package. Sometimes people just want to do that one piece or, you know, do it in pieces, and we can do that as well. So that's the Crushing Kindle call. But it's, the planner is free, and Kick It with Kindle is the home study version of that, and then the Crushing Kindle call is when I do it for people, and they can see how I'm doing it if they want to so that they can learn how to do it themselves. But a lot of people, every time they do a book, they just decide to hire me because I can tell people how to do it to a point, but then there's also kind of an intuitive piece to it. So that's what those are. Does that clarify it?
Yeah, that was great for me because I've been in a lot of your programs, but you know, you're streamlining a lot of things for, like you said, a lot of one-on-one,
mm-hmm.
you know, helping people go to the next level. So that's great.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, and what I'm also finding is that I now have more fiction writers at the moment, I have more fiction writers than I have nonfiction writers, which is really interesting because I've always focused on nonfiction writers. But fiction writers really want the marketing, the 30-day marketing plan. And so that's been interesting. So we're definitely doing both now. And then also when I started, you know, it was ebooks and books were really quite different. Now it's just become very fluid. Now it's like you write a book and it's just how many different forms can you publish it in. So, you know, people can write a book and make it a paperback. You know, they can make it a hardback. Most people don't, but make it a paperback, make it a Kindle. You know, you can make it an audio version. You know, you can then take it and make it into a series of videos. I mean, there's so much that you can do. But definitely I see people doing the paperback, the Kindle, and the audio books. So, yeah, and it's interesting because when I started my virtual ebook expo many years ago, for those of you who've been around a long time, one of the people that I interviewed was Ruby Yee, and she was doing multimedia books, and they were talking about that was going to be the next big thing. I still don't see that happening all that much yet, not in the way that they were doing them, you know? So it'll be interesting to see if that ever really, you know, takes off. I don't know.
What was that?
She was doing multimedia books for people.
Oh.
And so they were, you know, they were really involved as far as, you know, being very visual. But I think the reason they're not taking off as much as I thought they would back then is just they're not inexpensive to do.
Yeah.
You know, whereas you can do a Kindle book and it's hardly anything.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So I think that really was the thing that was holding it back. So, yeah, so that's the deal. So we are streamlining it. It's taking some time. But, you know, I'm kind of the process that I'm using is, you know, first figuring out what it is the first thing. One is organizing it. And then two is, and that's just that part. Then there'll also be the book, you know, the book part, books. But that's the whole other part. But the number one is organizing. Number two is naming. You know, you have to name each one of these. You have to name it something that is going to resonate, you know, get your people excited. And then number three is you've got to make the graphics for each one. So, I mean, this is going to take quite a while to build because, like, let's say, so you've got the Publishing and Software Building Academy, and you've got four different programs underneath that. And so now you need your graphics for the Publishing and Platform Building Academy, but then you've got your three-day one, you've got your bestseller one, which I already have, your ebook marketing mastery, which we're working on. And so each one has to have its own graphic. So there's a lot of graphics involved in the whole thing, you know, setting that up. And then you've got to write your text. And then, you know, and then you've got to, the way that I do it is I use Optimized Press, and I'm able to do the basics, and then I have people that will say, now make it pretty, you know. But one of the things that I've always done is, like, I was not technical at all when I started, and every time I have to learn a new one, it's like, oh, my God, because I don't like doing it. But as I learn enough to just get the basics down, I rely on other people to make it better, and then once I do that, I decide, okay, is this worth my while to go to the next step and really learn how to do this? Or do I just want to stop here, and is this something I want to pass off to other people? And that's something that you should be doing as well. You know, like I said, I mean, the formatting is something I just never want to do. It's way too time-consuming. I would make a lot more money and a lot less time not doing that, and I don't enjoy it. So that's always the criteria. You know, do you enjoy doing it? How much time does it take? Is it costing you money or making you money? and that's how I decide, you know, whether I'm going to outsource something or not. So that's my little lesson on that. Does that make sense? So it's organized, name, graphic, text, design.
No, that's a great little checklist.
Yeah. So, I mean, a lot of times it's like I just know how to do things and I don't think about it. And I think, okay, yeah, great. I'll make a little checklist because people want to know this stuff, you know. So, anyway, if there are no other questions, then that's it for today. Anything else? Doesn't look like
no,
it.
That,
okay.
That sounds great to me.
Okay, well, thank you for hanging in there and for being diligent enough to go find a way to get on the phone or, you know, get on the call. Anyway, our last one, we have one more left this year. One more. So I think it's like, I don't know, I think it's the 14th. I'm not sure what it is. And then I can see what this is. It is... Yeah, the 14th is our last one of the year. That's it. Okay. And for anybody who's listening to this and you are in the eBook Empire Builders, I have suspended it till the end of the year because of my car accident and Kristen's illness. And I've been refunding any payments that are coming in from that. I'm not keeping them from this month. And I was not able to do the last one for LinkedIn, so I still owe you guys that. And I will get that one done before the end of the year, I hope. But that's my plan, assuming nothing else goes wrong as soon as I can get my computer working again. And what was I going to say? Oh, and I've been talking to Infusionsoft because they can't seem to tell me how to suspend it yet. So we're working on figuring out how you actually do that. So I don't know. I mean, I may just have to stop it and then restart it, and people will have to re-register, but I'm trying not to do that. So we'll see what they come up with. But anyway, so that's that. And also, I'm going to be renaming it, so that will also be Bestseller to Business Pro, Bestseller to Business Pro membership. So we'll have the podcast one, we'll have the membership. And again, it's all about condensing, making it easier to understand, making it more what it is. I mean, part of the thing is that it used to just be ebooks, but now it's books in whatever form. So as things change, as your business grows, sometimes you have to make those kind of changes. So that's what we're doing. Okay, so until next time, I hope you guys will read the newsletter. I mean, I do try to at least, you know, let you know what's going on in there as well. And there's always some good stuff in there, announcements, specials, freebies, events, you know, whatever. So if there's nothing else, that's usually what you can depend on, although now that I don't have a computer, this will be interesting. So we'll see what happens. But anyway, and if you know anybody who, you know, can use my services, given that Kristen's been sick and I had that accident, I have not been out there very much lately. So I appreciate if anybody, you know, knows anybody that can use our services. I do have a couple of spots open, and I will be getting back into the flow, but right now it's sometimes you just kind of have to do what you can do. So that's it for today, okay? Have a great month, and I hope I'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Okay, thanks, Ellen.
You're welcome. Bye.